Introduction to Dark Psychology. Are we born good or evil? It is an age-old question that has been under debate since the words first escaped lips. If we turn back to knowledgeable old Aristotle, he believed we were born amoral and learn morality if someone guides us. If we do not have guidance, we stay with our amoral ways. Although the argument may be far from settled, there is one thing that most fields of study can agree on. Humans are capable of great atrocities in both behavior and action. Dark psychology digs into that world by examining the psychological nature as to why certain people prey on others and how they do it. Criminal tendencies are prevalent in a portion of the population. The same moral boundaries do not restrain this set of the community as others. The main tools of those with certain traits are various forms of manipulation. We will touch more on dark psychology later in this book, but it required an introduction here as manipulation plays a massive role in operating. Covert manipulation. Covert manipulation is defined as attacking a person's self-worth and lowering their confidence and value to the point that they place their well-being in the attacker's hands. The attacker continues to hack away at their self-esteem and self-worth until there is nothing left and renders the victim utterly codependent with all of the control given to the attacker. This type of manipulation, breaking apart another person, is dangerous and is done by the most insidious of manipulators, including psychopaths and narcissists. Both consider themselves shepherds among sheep and have no moral compass that says it is wrong to prey on others. Covert manipulation starts with a great deal of affection to coax you into their grip. It is similar to how predators in the wild hunt their prey. It is how easily they insert themselves into your life and make it remarkable that it is disorienting as they begin to take it away. You end up wondering what you did wrong because, indeed, they wouldn't be treating you this way unless you deserved it. You must know manipulation techniques to see the signs of being manipulated. If you can see it coming, you can learn how to turn it around and entirely avoid the situation. Techniques and signs of manipulation. As with persuasion, there are several techniques used in manipulation. They are more subtle and usually require a great deal of time because they mask their intent. Most people do not even realize that they have been manipulated. They are surprised by the direct conflict with their emotional connection to the person. There are some standard techniques that you should be aware of. Number 1. Master instigators. Manipulators come into their power over someone by splitting them away from the herd. The easiest way to do this is by causing a fight or hard feelings between the person they want to manipulate and their closest connections. The goal for a manipulator is to have their target dependent on them. It is far easier to control the victim if there are less caring people to look out for them. If the manipulator can sever those ties, all the better for him. Number 2. Hot and cold. Manipulators get the victim dependent and in compliance by rewarding the victim with their presence, but on their terms. When the victim needs them, the manipulator will pull away. This distance reinforces how much the victim feels they need the manipulator. The silent absence of the manipulator's presence when the victim needs them is loud, especially if the manipulator has successfully severed the victim's relationship ties to others that would have been there. That is why there are good days and bad days. Expect a lot of these. It is conditional control. Number 3. Attacking the victim's self-worth. Manipulators will exert dominance over the victim by taking their self-esteem down to a nub. The manipulator gets the victim to question their self-worth and doubt what they are capable of doing. As self-worth whittles away, the victim continues to surrender any control over their lives and feelings to the manipulator. It's the dependency on the manipulator that gives them power over the victim. Every action the manipulator takes is to seize that power and maintain it. It is the ultimate chess game with many moving parts playing at once. They are orchestrated and well thought out. There are specific ways in which manipulators take a victim's self-esteem, which will be addressed later in this book.